Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
It's a song about the trouble and the strife. Any new
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The tariffs on both Canadian and Mexican imports now on hold. ABC's Matt Rivers, Mexico City.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum saying after a phone call with President Trump this morning, he has agreed to suspend putting tariffs on Mexican imports to the U.S. for 1 month. This after both sides agreed that Mexico would send an additional 10,000 National Guard troops to the northern border to try and stem the flow of fentanyl into the United States. That's been the key sticking point for President Trump.
The U.S. agency in charge of foreign aid is nearly shut down, says the Trump advisor Elon Musk, head of the White House Government Efficiency Office. Musk has been given access to Treasury Department resources, including classified info and data on hundreds of millions of Americans. Nearly 350,000 Venezuelans protected from deportation who got work permits in 2023 under temporary protected status will lose them in April. This is ABC News. The Hollywood battle between former co-stars Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni went before a judge today.
It got heated in court as lawyers for Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni sparred during their first New York courtroom hearing. Judge Lewis Lyman warning both sides against litigating the case in the press, saying he's adopting a rule that bars lawyers from making public statements that could affect the outcome of a trial. The feud between Lively and Baldoni centering on the film It Ends With Us, Lively accusing her director co-star of sexual harassment, inappropriate conduct, allegations Baldoni vehemently denies. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
The Rwanda-backed rebels who seized a major city in eastern Congo have declared a unilateral ceasefire, citing humanitarian grounds. UN officials say at least 900 people were killed in last week's fighting between the M23 rebels and Congolese forces after the rebels seized the city of Goma. Mineral-rich eastern Congo has been plagued by conflict for more than 30 years. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A cool low of 11 degrees tonight, partly cloudy and northwest winds 7 to 14 miles per hour. For Tuesday, partly sunny and cool, a high of 20. Tuesday night, increasing clouds and cool, a low of 13. Wednesday, 32 with a 50% chance of a light wintry mix starting in the afternoon. Thursday, 30 with minor snow accumulations in the morning. And Friday, 25.
40 hours got me going out my mind. Dallas dropped another game in overtime. Caught a ticket speeding down to 65 and nowhere I'm going. Guess I really went and missed it. Tulsa wind, judging by the stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one wide open. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, and y'all know how it goes when it's up on a Friday night. Hey, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name.
filled a bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love.
Buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Like a fighter on the ropes, like a thumb stuck out in the wind on the shoulder of the road. Some tumbleweed just rolling on, not sure where to blow. With every twist and every turn, I'm learning as I go. Well, I'm learning as I go. I'm learning how to be. I'm learning how when I break it down, this little that I need. Say sorry, man, when you need you and keep a pocket full of hope. I'm still a gun, but I've settled some. I'm learning as I go. Took a loose deal in a tight spot. Came back to bite me bad. Had a feeling in my gut, but I still shook his hand. He ran with all my money, left me with the bag. Had to sell my truck, couldn't pay the note. I'm learning as I go. I'm learning as I go. I'm learning how to be. I'm learning how when I break it down, this little that I need. Say sorry, man, when you need you and keep my pockets full of hope. I'm still a gun, but I've settled some. I'm learning as I go. I'm learning.
going strong. We've been heading down a one-way street, but it feels like it's wrong. Moving like a freight train, getting tired of chugging along. I've been trying to say goodbye, but I'm gonna miss you, girl, the second you're gone. Gave me your heart, gave me your heartbreak.
I let you down.
Sorry, I'm lost in this dark place.
I'll fight it out.
Somehow I make it to Sunday. I promise I'll be coming back. Am I down the highway? Been myself. I went out looking for a good time, but I'm going through hell. Got Jesus on the hotline saying you need help. Put the liquor on the shelf. Tell the devil farewell. You gave me your heart, gave you heartbreak.
I let you down.
Sorry, I'm lost in this dark place.
I'll fight it out.
Somehow I make it to Sunday. I promise I'll be coming back. I'm out down the highway. The guy who died on the highway with all his regrets. He was driving for miles and miles and miles, couldn't see where it ends. He was trying to find ways to tell her how he feels. But when he looked in her eyes, he could tell she was hurt, so he let go of the wheel.
I got the moon, if you got the shine. I got the bag, if you got the beat. Got your solid gold country 33 on my feet.
All night.
All night, all night, all night. bet your business right. There's a little black train coming, and it may be here tonight. Go tell that bald lady, all dressed in the world of pride. The Death Star train is coming, better take it right. God sent to Hezekiah a message from on high. You better set your house in order, you must surely die. Fixed all right, God's been 15 years. There's a little black train coming, set your business right. There's a little black train coming, and it may be here train with engine, one small baggage car, your idle thoughts and wicked deeds will stop at the judgment bar. Oh, a man in darkness cares not for the gospel light, till he suddenly heard the whistle blow with a little black train.
Screamed from the bank,
don't make me have to come in there. You'd rather tangle with a grizzly bear. Got about a minute to get out here. Don't make me have to come in there. Boy, don't you make me have to come in there.
Yeah. it's time for high school sports on WRCO. Today, the River Valley Blackhawks are hosting Barneville, and a good game coming up here in non-conference girls basketball to begin our sports week on the radio, which is certainly a busy one, culminating with high school conference wrestling on Saturday. For the boys, this is the Betesnik Power Sports pregame show from WRCO Sports.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit vitesnik.com.
Boys basketball games in the area tonight. Cuba City is at Platteville, Iowa Grant at Ithaca. The Bulldogs are hosting Senior Night. Lafarge at Hillsboro, Mauston at Royal, Schulzburg at Cassville, Southwestern at Potosi, Wisconsin Dells visits Lodi, Lancaster at Mineral Point, Cuba City at Platteville, Wisconsin Heights at Belleville, Boscobel at River Ridge. In girls basketball, Riverdale at Highland, Boscobel at River Ridge, Cuba City is at Platteville, and Barneveld at River Valley. Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Unmanaged high blood pressure is one of the leading causes of heart disease. Because there are usually no symptoms associated with high blood pressure, it's important to have yours checked regularly by your primary care provider. This American Heart Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds you that you have the power to take action and protect yourself from heart disease. Small steps like working more activity into your day and managing your blood pressure can have a big impact on protecting your heart.
St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green and St. Luke's Catholic School in Plain offer small class sizes, innovative learning opportunities, and a fun atmosphere for each and every student. The pre-K through 8th grade year of schooling is the stepping stone to a bright future for all students. Consider St. John's in Spring Green or St. Luke's in Plain. Happy to serve your children with a quality education and a lifetime friendship. Call 588-2021 or 546-2963 for more info today.
On our pregame show, we're talking with Jim Myers, head coach of Barneveld. Coach, your team has been doing some good games here lately. Really, you've had some tough competition. I guess that's probably no accident, is it?
Well, we usually try to get that scheduled so we do play that tougher competition, but I got to give that credit to Bill Freitag, who was there before, because he had this all set up. I really didn't have him, but we have played some really good teams so far.
You play River Valley. It's a fairly close road game for you, isn't it?
It is. It's nice to have them. We have Dodgeville tomorrow night, so it's like back-to-back games. But, yeah, it's kind of nice to play somebody new. I haven't played them as far as I can remember other than when it went back to the Dodgeville holiday tournament. So that was quite a while ago when they used to have those. But to play somebody, bigger, and it's in your area, it's a lot nicer than having to travel an hour.
You have some players, I know they've been around for a little while. You had a player go over 1,000 points this year. That doesn't happen every day.
Nope. I think she was the 7th or 8th, I think, that has done it. And I think they've all been kind of when I've been coaching them, so it's kind of nice to keep track of them that way. But, yeah, she had a really nice game and has had a nice career up to this point. But we have some, I think, 3 seniors. One's hurt for the year, so I don't think she's going to be able to get back to us. So we have 2 seniors and a bunch of underclassmen right now that are playing.
And you yourself went over a milestone this year. Congratulations on that, Coach.
Well, thanks. It's it's something that's just longevity, but you still have to have a lot of good kids to get to that point.
Yeah. Winning as a girls basketball coach in the state. Certainly, could you see a coach starting out now and having that kind of longevity? Is it tougher coaching now, or how do you look at it?
I think it's tougher coaching now. I think back in the 70s when I started, that was people's careers. A lot of coaches, Jerry Pettigrew and so on, guys that stuck around for 25, 30 years, that were teachers. And I never was a teacher, but, I was able to be in town and had my own business, so I was there. But it's tougher now. I think the average is down pretty low to what people want to stick around anymore, which is too bad because continuity helps a lot.
I think one of the successes anymore, you have to coach pretty much year-round, through summer and everything. That wasn't probably the case when you started, was it?
Well, we were able to do some, and I think that's what got us going a little earlier. We were able to do a little bit and got kids into some tournaments and whatever. But it's in a small school, and I'm sure River Valley is the same way down here too. You got a lot of kids doing the same thing, and you got to split them up and let volleyball have their share and softball have their share and basketball. So then it gets tougher to get a lot of time in with them.
What kind of a game do you expect from what you've seen on the scouting report against River Valley, Jim?
I think Valley's a very physical team. They play hard. They press. They got some good size. I think it's they're really good. It's going to be a challenge for us. We're going to have to play really well to come down here and get a win out of it tonight.
Yeah, they made a lot of improvement, and I think that's part of it. You kind of see them going upward, don't you?
I do, yeah. I think the new coaching change, and I think once you get somebody in here that gets an attitude where they know they can win, and they've got their 10 up to this point, it's been, somebody said that's been a while, Eric said it's been a while since they've had that, and nothing to build, that just goes up and up with them. So, yeah, we're expecting a really good ball game tonight.
I know you've coached a lot of teams that have made good runs in the tournament. So right now, what does your team have to do if you're going to make that next step, Coach?
Well, I think in the short amount of time that we have left, we've got to really identify ourselves. I think that at certain games we do, and I think that when you get at this stage of the year and when you get into tournaments, that identity has got to be there every single game for you. But we just got to work harder than other teams because we're not big and we're not overly fast and we're not overly deep, so we just have to work harder.
Comes down to basics, then, doesn't it?
It all the time. I don't care what level you're at. It comes down to basics.
Yeah. Well, nice talking with you. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us, and good luck the rest of the way.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You bet. Jim Myers, Barneville girls coach, joining us on WRCO Sports.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. Our family to yours. Compassion and dignity. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Through the generous support of the River Valley community and its dedicated fans, the Booster Club has been successful in fulfilling requests for everyday team needs for the athletic and FFA programs. Recent contributions include huddle and crossover film service for basketball, volleyball, and the WrestleBackers, boys basketball uniforms, scoreboards for the middle and high schools, and rental of an LED board and clocks for the cross-country invite. By fulfilling these requests, the Booster Club is able to enhance the district sports program. Go River Valley! The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Buying a new home, selling, refinancing, you're going to be asked to purchase title insurance. Get on the web, do a little research on what you're paying for, and then request a title company from your sales agent or banker. Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC, inviting you to visit our website at titleworks-rc.com. In our industry, if our job is done properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 647-7900.
River Valley girls coach Joe Woodhouse joins us. Joe, as you look at the way the team's played lately, have you been happy with the progress you've made?
Yeah, no, we've been playing well and stuff like that. We're in kind of a tough stretch here. I think four out of our five games in this stretch are all against state-ranked teams and stuff like that. So it's a good test to see where we're at heading into the tournament and getting ready for the tournament. So,
the number of wins you've had, I mean, you've done well. You've done better than last year with a young squad. I think you have to be happy with that alone, don't you?
Yeah, no, we had high expectations coming in the year and stuff like that, and continue to improve and, like I said, be our best. And we have a good mix. We got a couple, you know, a couple younger girls playing a lot of minutes and stuff like that that didn't have a whole lot of varsity minutes, and then a few returning girls from last year that still had considerable experience and stuff like that. So it's been a good mix of girls for this year.
Will you have everybody back for tonight's game?
Yeah, yep, we got everybody available. So
that's good. As you look into the game, what are some of the keys in tonight's game with Barneveld?
Just being able to handle their pressure and stuff like that. They run a little bit of a matchup zone and things like that, so it's something different that we haven't seen a whole lot of. And they have a lefty guard that's a real nice ball player and stuff like that. So doing what we can to take care of the basketball, not give them easy shots, and make it tough for her in the half-court offense.
You and I have talked before. You don't always play the size school in girls' basketball. You play the program, and Barneveld typically has had a good one, haven't they?
Yeah, no, they've had a strong program for a long time, as long as I can remember.
With your team, you've got a few games going until the seeding meeting. Do you know when that's going to be coming up, Joe?
Well, there's not really. I think it's all computerized and stuff like that now, so there's not the old school seeding meetings. But I want to say the seedings are coming out, I think, next weekend. So we got a couple more games this week and next week games, and then the last week the seeding meeting will be done. So I want to say it's like the 15th, 16th or something like that, they announce the seedings.
Okay. You know, realistically, especially if you get a couple more wins, is it one of the goals to have a home game in those playoffs?
Yeah, no, we should be able to host a home playoff game in that first round and stuff like that. And then, you know, we need to just focus on playing our game and stuff like that, not worry about who we're playing, and make sure we're doing what we need to do to get better and compete. And it doesn't matter who we play right now and stuff like that. You continue to get better, and in a couple weeks, it's win or go home. So it doesn't matter who you're playing. We want to make sure we're playing our best ball.
Who else do you have this week on the schedule, Joe?
We got Platteville on Thursday.
And they're kind of the team that's been doing pretty well. Prairie as well. I mean, did you anticipate that both these teams would be the teams to beat this year in the league?
Yeah, no, they both had a strong group of returning girls from last year and stuff like that. So they were definitely kind of the top two teams in conference coming in, and that I think everybody knew that they'd be really good.
Right now with the team, though, you're seeing some progress. What are some things you're really going to need to work on if you're going to make a tournament run this year?
Yeah, just executing half-court offense, being able to handle pressure, take care of the ball, and then, you know, rebounding is the key to anything in basketball. So making sure we're limiting second shots and things like that. So.
Good deal. Appreciate you calling us, Joe, and good luck as you get ready for the game tonight.
All right, thank you.
RV Girls coach Joe Woodhouse on the pregame show from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match, and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
It's Barneveld and River Valley tonight at the River Valley High School Gymnasium. Hello again, everyone. It's time for us to give you the details on the game prior to tip-off time between these two teams. River Valley at 10-8 coming in with a much improved season, and a team that's been getting better as the weeks have gone on, and also healthier as well, as Coach Woodhouse alluded to. And Barneveld coming in at 13-6, but a team that has played up. They lost to Platteville, who's one of the league leaders in the Southwest Conference, on the first night of the season, 51-50. They've defeated Darlington, which is a good ball club, 43-34, and also were winners against Lancaster in the Southwest Conference, 52-32. So a few common opponents with River Valley. They also lost to Prairie du Chien by 8, 48-40. River Valley, on the other hand, making some strides, and they've had some good close games. And as Coach Woodhouse alluded to, some games they have shown their youth a little bit. Recently lost to Prairie du Chien by 20 points, but Prairie certainly has been a league leader. They edged Dodgeville by a point, 49-48, and also had a 5-point win against Ithaca, probably the Bulldogs'
best game of the year. 56-51, River Valley got the victory in that contest. Here in the junior varsity contest, it was Barneveld winning 44-35. And now, in just a moment, we'll be back to introduce you to the teams, the starting lineups, and we'll have the national anthem prior to game time here at River Valley High School. It's the Golden Eagles versus the Blackhawks in area girls basketball Monday night live from WRCO Radio Sports.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Looking at some of the River Valley leaders, Brooklyn Stokes averaging just over 9 points a ball game. Ella Myers, 8.5, and Isabella DeVinny averaging 8. Ella Myers averaging nearly 12 rebounds per game, and Brooklyn Stokes averaging just over 5 assists per game. Karina Osborne with almost 4 per game, and Brooklyn Stokes averaging almost 2. Those are the stats for River Valley provided to us by Coach Joe Woodhouse. Golden Eagles with their purple and gold uniforms. River Valley in the home white with black lettering. Good group on hand tonight. Wayne Kranz's crew here and Noah Johnson as well with the staff for the officiating crew tonight at River Valley. We're going to honor America next as we stand to face the flag here to the east of the gymnasium here. Lily Spahn will sing her national anthem. Job by Lily Spahn, a River Valley student, member of the JV basketball team, with tonight's national anthem. We'll be back with more about tonight's game, River Valley and Barneveld girls basketball on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors, including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, Signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovation Salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goltham in the Log Building.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Welcome back to a darkened River Valley Gymnasium. They've even taken the wrestling lights away from us, so I'm really in the dark as I normally am, but more so tonight than normal. But we'll give you the starting lineups for tonight. The River Valley Blackhawks being introduced here for the hometown fans, and Barneveld as well. First of all, for visiting Barneveld, number 5, a junior guard, Aaron Lassie. Number 12, Bryn Meyer, a senior. Number 20, Hannah Esch, and she is a junior. Number 34, Kaylee Oymoyne, who is a senior guard. And number 44, Isabel Durst, who is a junior. For the River Valley Blackhawks, number 1, Karina Osborne, a senior. Number 3, Mackenzie Woodhouse, a senior. Heidi Hegland, number 4, a junior. Brooklyn Stokes, number 5, a junior. And Alexis DeVinny, a senior, wearing number 12. Barneveld controls the tip, and they've got the ball first as they head from our right to our left. Top of the circle, they'll work it to the near side. Held up here by Ash, throws it inside, picked off by the Blackhawks. Osborne brings it to midcourt, lobs it high and out of bounds. A turnover. So both teams turn it over, and the Eagles will get it back. Aaron Lassie, the inbounder, brings it in play for Isabel Durst. A Durst and a Lassie, and yes, they do have connections to the Bear Valley-Keysville area. Tell you about that in a little bit. Bryn Meyer throws it near side, caught left side by Esch. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound put back by Barneveld, no good. Rebound pulled down now by Brooklyn Stokes. Stokes drives right side, knocked away, and a jump ball call. Both teams going after it, and the arrow will point to River Valley. Just underway, no score here at the River Valley High School Gymnasium. Mr. Fabulous back at the controls. Tim Feed, I'm Phil Mee. Monday night kicks off a busy week for WRCO Sports. Ball goes left side to Osborne. Top of the circle, Hegland. Now back to DeVinny. DeVinny pumps it right side. Mackenzie Woodhouse trying to go back door. Tipped away by Barneveld and out of bounds. Isabel Durst, who has, I believe it's her great-grandfather, was Herman Durst from the Keysville area. Goes back a generation or two. Ball comes in play, and it's thrown cross-court, knocked away by Durst, and it's going to be out of bounds. It'll be River Valley basketball. And Erin Lassie, a daughter of my classmate Carl Lassie, his wife Jody, and known her since she was born. So Barneveld with some local connections as well, not too far away, down County K toward the River Valley School District. River Valley with the basketball, top of the circle, held up here by DeVinny, pass to the right side, knocked down, Bryn Meyer gets the steal, Golden Eagles take it home, shot is good. First basket of the night belongs to Bryn Meyer, 2-0 to score. Pass comes in play against a full court press. DeVinny helping with the press breaker, and Stokes takes it across the half court line. On the right wing is double teamed, and it is knocked away in a foul call. That'll be on Hannah Esch of the Golden Eagles. First foul of the ball game. And River Valley will put it in play from the near side. Stokes on the sideline. Fires it in play now. Woodhouse just across the half-court line. Swings it back to Osborne. Karina with the ball. Now on a dribble drive. Crossover brings it down. Free throw line left to the corner. Three on the way is good for River Valley's Brooklyn Stokes. And it is 3-2, River Valley. Nice touch, good movement of the ball by the Blackhawks. And Barneveld with the ball now. They'll set it up against the person-to-person defense. On a drive, clearing out now. Here comes a layup good for Isabel Durst. That is her first basket. And that makes it 4-3. Inbound pass in play for Hegland. Off to the left side, Osborne. Osborne back to Hegland. Hawks got to hurry, get it across, tipped away by Lassie, and picked up now by Durst. across the timeline, over to the right side, now left wide open. Barneville takes a three, and they will hit it. Isabel Durst with the three. That makes it 7-3, Barneville. They've got the full court press stacking it up here, Forest and River Valley to the right side, and now timeout taken by Coach Woodhouse. 15-14 remaining in the first half. 7-3 Barneville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14, Spring Green today.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Welcome back to action. River Valley basketball after a knockaway by the Golden Eagles, picked up by River Valley. Golden Eagles leading at 7-3, and they get a steal. They'll pump it up court toward Hegland, and knocked away. Barneville picks it up. They're going back door with a quick flip and a quick score for Bryn Meyer. That makes it 9-3, Barneville. Ball in the backcourt for Mackenzie Woodhouse. Woodhouse brings it up near the half-court line, throws it back to Osborne. Perenna takes it across the timeline right in front of the Barneville bench. Yo-yos the dribble, brings it to the left side, is cut off, fires it cross-court. Now Stokes dropping it down low toward Myers, knocked away by Barneville. They get a steal, good defense. Outlet pass for Lassie across the half-court line, and Aaron stops, kicks it back. There's a three on the way, in and out for Durst, put back up, blocked by Ella Myers. Ella Myers, who usually makes her presence known as soon as she's in the game, she's had a couple of blocks. Alexis DeVinny is in for Karina Osborne, and the Hawks make a quick switch. Barneville leading 9-3, their ball. Pass comes in. Open three just up from the baseline. Rims off for Esch. Rebound taken by Meyer. Now back to Lassie, who fights off the defender. Throws it now back to Durst. Durst, number 44, brings it off to the left side off the screen. Pumps one up from 15. It is good. Went over 1,000 points a week or so ago. That makes it 11-3, Barneville. Blackhawks in the backcourt will whip it up court looking for Woodhouse, and they let her astray out of bounds. It'll belong now to Barneville. River Valley with a turnover, that full court press forcing some issues here tonight. Pass comes in play, and Durst in the backcourt will run it across the timeline, fires it right side. Standing up now is the Barneville Eagles. They'll get it out to the top of the circle. There's a 16-footer. That one won't go. Rebound by DeVinny. Now knocked away. It's loose on the floor. And they flip back to Myers, and River Valley gets it. Back it goes to Woodhouse and Stokes. Knocked away by Barneville. Here goes Esch. Esch into the front court. Drives. Takes a shot. It won't go. Ella Myers with a rebound for River Valley. Back to Heidi Hegland, and the Blackhawks will set it up. 5 minutes into the game. Barneville leading 11-3. Blackhawks get it to Stokes. Turn around to the lane. Is good. Brooklyn Stokes makes it 11-5. Barneville ball. River Valley putting on some backcourt pressure as well. And Durst will call the play and run it across the half-court line. Screens are set. Left side for Esch. Right side for Meyer. Down to the baseline. Lassie drives. Reverse lay-in. Good. Aaron Lassie with her first basket. 13-5 Barneville. Pass comes in play to Woodhouse at midcourt. Woodhouse stops. Gives back to DeVinny. Throws to the lane. Stokes turnaround shot up. Partially blocked. Tight roping the act is going to be Meyer. Brings it back to Durst. Eagles at midcourt. Now Durst drives. Hop step low. Fancy. Lays it in. Left-handed. Good. Isabel Durst with 9 early points, and it is a 10-point lead for Barneville. Up the sideline, River Valley is stopped. Stokes is double-teamed, and a jump ball call.
Lassie gets the tie-up with Brooklyn Stokes, and the arrow points to Barneville. Substitutions are made. Coach Myers bringing in Rowan Valjeff, making her first appearance in the game. Eliza Gordon and Jada Oimon. And Barneville basketball, 15-5, they lead it. They'll take it up the sideline. Lassie with the ball on the right side. Looks, fires off to the corner. Dribbling is Durst. Durst back to the top of the key. Goes left side to Valchev. Valchev throwing left, called traveling, and it's going to be River Valley basketball. Good crowd on hand tonight for a Monday night. Good old semi-retired Eric Briel here tonight, along with full-time staff, Jamie Heglin and company. Ball comes in play, and River Valley with the ball. Osborne in the backcourt, up near the half-court line, throws it across now to DeVinny. DeVinny on the right wing, goes to the left side. Kalia Blakely, who just came into the game for the Blackhawks. Blakely back to Osborne. Has her pocket picked, and it rolls loose, and River Valley hops on it, and a timeout taken by Coach Joe Woodhouse. River Valley will get it back after the timeout, 11:20 remaining in the first half. 15-5, Barneville leading on WRCO Radio Sports.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
It wasn't cheap, but it's what you've always wanted. Comfort, convenience, and all the toys. Of course, we do live in Wisconsin, home of big deer and big snow. Four-Way Auto to the rescue. Located on Highway 14 near Spring Green, you receive the service and experience you need to make sure your ride is looking its best. Need to store something? Four-Way Auto can help with that as well. See Ed for affordable body service, 24-hour towing and storage, 588-7558. Four-Way Auto, Spring Green.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. Barneville leading 15-5. Timeout is over. And Blakely brings it in play. Caught here by Bella DeVinny just into the ballgame. Back to the left side and Alexis. Now back to Blakely on the right of the free throw line. Back to DeVinny. And Lexi on a drive. Nowhere to go. Fires it back. Top of the circle to Bella. River Valley working around. Barneville tight on the defense around the perimeter especially. Pass comes back to Bella. Now to Osborne. Top of the circle. Blakely on the left side, looks inside, fires to the baseline, caught there by Osborne. Back it goes to DeVinny. DeVinny pump fakes, now fires it off to the corner. River Valley trying to get open for a glance at a three-pointer, and now on a drive, a foul called on Barneville. That'll be their second foul. They tripped up Bella DeVinny on her way through. Bella DeVinny a little bit on the injured side. She's kind of playing her way back into the lineup here for River Valley, just a freshman. And she'll check out of the game. It's Mackenzie Woodhouse back in, and Brooklyn Stokes, and the Blackhawks will put it in play from along the baseline. Pass comes in, caught now by Stokes. Stokes puts it on the floor, drives to the left side. Fires off now to Osborne. River Valley now driving. Osborne lays it up, no good. Myers put back, good. Ella Myers makes it a 15-7 ball game. Barneville ball across the timeline. Durst. Durst and Lassie in the backcourt. Durst goes to the right side. Throws it a high post. Stepping in, nothing. Now back to Lassie. Holds it up. Fires it now back to Durst. Durst off a screen. Crossover dribble. Hangs in the air. 10-footer on the rim. No good. Myers with a rebound for River Valley. Back to DeVinny. Myers back to Osborne. Osborne across the half-court line, stops, now drives toward the top of the circle for the Blackhawks. Free throw line right, back toward the half-court line. Again, Barneville kind of pushing the issue, matching up person to person. There's a catch and a shot by Stokes, up no good. Rebound pulled down by Durst. Isabel brings it across the half-court line. Now top of the key, crosses over, drive, shot in the crowd, 10-footer, no good. But for Ella Myers, pulls it out of the crowd.
Back it goes to Woodhouse. RV at midcourt. Woodhouse on the left side. Here's Davini for three. Good for River Valley. Alexis Davini nails the triple, and River Valley is within five at 15-10. Barneveld ball. Lassie on the right wing. Looks to chuck it off to the left side, and a turnover and a foul call down the screen, it looks like. That'll be marked on number 30. Aaliyah Norton picks up the foul. Barneveld brings back Bryn Meyer, and she'll also, or they will also, bring in number 34, Kaylee Oymon. And coming in now is going to be Hegland. Hegland driving with the basketball is tied up, and a jump ball called. River Valley keeps possession with the arrow. Just under 9 minutes remaining here in the first half. Barneveld leading 15-10 over River Valley in girls basketball. Hegland catches the inbound, throws it to the middle. Davini in the middle, and now drives toward half court. Dumps it across to Hegland on the right wing. Hegland into Stokes in the lane, and she'll score. River Valley gets ever closer. That makes it 15-12. Good comeback. River Valley on a 7-point run. Durst into the front court. Hands off to Meyer. Bryn drives lane. Shot on the way, and that'll go. Bryn Meyer with 6 points. That makes it 17-12. River Valley trapped in the backcourt against that press. Now up to Stokes. They break it. Stokes going back door. Meyer's coming down the boulevard, and she will score. River Valley on a fast break bucket. That makes it 17-14. Barneveld by three. Durst crosses over, drives, throws to the baseline. Barneveld nowhere to go. Back out to Oymon, and Oymon will drive. Shot with a left hand, no good. Myers ties up with Oymon after the shot, and the jump ball is called. Barneveld will keep it. So the Golden Eagles will have the ball on the out-of-bounds line. And the inbounder is Durst. Durst with a cool 9 points so far. Catches the pass after the inbound down to the baseline. Drive, shot with a left hand, no good. Rebound pulled down by Woodhouse. Knocked away on the floor, and the ball is going to be picked up by Barneveld. And now taken on the right side. Tough shot. Nope, Barneveld won't take it, and a foul called on the way by. River Valley's second foul. It's on Brooklyn Stokes, which will be her first. And the pass comes in play. And a catch in the lane. Shot. No. Blocked. Myers and company got a block on the shot by Esch. And the Blackhawks have it. Down by three. 7.5 to play. First half. Hegland, top of the circle. Right side to Vinny. Alexis looks to the inside. Now throws toward Myers. Ripped loose. And then Ella goes up and gets it. And it's ripped away by Barneveld. They will have it on the play by Oymon. And Barneveld takes it back the other way. Durst across half court. Accelerates in the lane, takes a shot, it won't go. Myers rebounds for River Valley. Up to Stokes, fires it up ahead to Hegland. One-hand catch on the baseline. She will now kick it out and set it up as she is trapped in the corner. Goes back to the near side. Looks down to the baseline. River Valley trying to get it inside. Knocked loose by Durst. Isabel takes it up to midcourt. Drives all the way down deep. Goes up. Oh, rejected by Davini, but a foul called on River Valley. That'll put Durst at the line. 6:44 remaining in the first half. Barneveld so quick in transitions. Durst goes to the line. These will be the first free throws of the game. This one in the air, and that is no good. I would guess that she has gotten quite a few of her points from the free throw line. A lot of 1,000-point scorers have. Alexis Davini with the foul. That's River Valley's second. Barneveld's been whistled three times. Durst with a second on the way, and it is good. Aaron Lassie returns to the lineup for Barneveld. It is 18-14, Golden Eagles. In the backcourt, Osborne lobs it across, caught by Davini. Davini back to Blakely on the left side. Top of the circle, Osborne. Osborne looking, now driving, throws it off to the left side. Taken there by Blakely, throws it low, and it's going to be, Stokes can't hang on. It'll be Barneveld basketball.
Golden Eagles will get it back. 6:26 to play in the first half of tonight's ball game. And Durst will run it across the half-court line. Durst on a drive in the lane, throws to the corner. Long two-pointer for the Golden Eagles. No good. Rebound Osborne and the Blackhawks. Serena throws it up now to Hegland across the half-court line. Hegland